I think it's a very important agreement, one that we've been watching closely in the Senate Armed Services Committee, and we've been following the progress. I think it was always going to happen. I mean, it was clear to me that they were going to get it done. You know, Iraq is now a democracy, so I think they've had to do a little bit of democracy dancing over there in terms of placating their population and their people on some of the issues that were very important to Iraqis. But I think at the end of the day, the surge has been such a success that it's going to allow for our forces to begin to withdraw in victory, not in defeat, as we would have been if we had followed the suggestions of people like Senator Obama, who wanted to withdraw precipitously and without a plan. So at this point, we can withdraw with honor, we can withdraw in time, and it looks like the Iraqis can now take care of their own security. This is a status of forces agreement that now allows for a normal relationship between Iraq and the United States. Iraq is a sovereign country, and the United States, as we have with so many other friendly nations like Korea, South Korea, or Germany.
In the agreement, it calls for most forces, U.S. forces, to be removed by 2011. Do you see a day in the near future, maybe as soon as 2011, where there will be no U.S. military forces in Iraq at all?
Well, to tell you the truth, I hope that there will be some remaining presence in Iraq, because it's a very strategic point in a very complicated part of the world. So I personally believe that it would be advantageous to us to have a military presence there, to the extent that is to the benefit of our country, not fighting in the streets of Baghdad, but obviously as a strategic presence, sort of like we have in Kuwait and we have in other parts of the world. But that'll really be between the Iraqis and our next president. At the end of the day, the important thing to the American people is that our combat forces, our combat presence, is quickly drawing to an end, and that the brave soldiers in our armed forces and Marines and airmen who have sacrificed so tremendously now will have a respite. And in June, they will not be in any place, really, in the front lines of battle, but they'll only be there to provide a supporting role to the Iraqi troops. And that's a very good thing. And it's the benefit, or the real yield that has come as a result of what our troops have done down there so competently, led by General Petraeus.